London's news at 5, I'm Ian Ramsdale. Malaysia Airlines say 9 British passengers were among the 298 people on board flight MH17, which crashed in eastern Ukraine. All the passengers and crew, more than half of them from the Netherlands, died when the plane crashed in an area held by pro-Russian separatists on its way from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur. Both sides involved in the conflict there are accusing each other of shooting down the plane with a missile. Tom Wendell, a freelance photojournalist who's at the crash site, described the distressing scene he'd witnessed.
There's blood splattered everywhere and pieces of remains. Oh, it's a pretty grim sight. I spoke with a colleague who arrived here about an hour before I did, and just as the sun was setting, he said there's bodies scattered all over the place. I'm sure as the sun comes up in a few hours here, we'll be able to clarify the situation.
The Forum's Secretary Philip Hammond says Britain will offer help where necessary. The United Nations Security Council will hold an emergency session this afternoon in New York. A US official said intelligence suggested the plane, which had been flying at 30,000 feet, was brought down by a sophisticated surface-to-air missile. US Vice President Joe Biden says it seems the plane was shot down.
A Malaysian aircraft, apparently. I say apparently because I don't have all the detail yet. I want to be sure of what I say. Apparently, have been shot down. Shot down, not an accident. Blown out of the sky.
Israel has launched a ground offensive in Gaza. Its Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the aim was to destroy tunnels used by Palestinian militants to attack Israel. A Hamas spokesman called the ground operation foolish and warned of dreadful consequences. The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urged Israel to show restraint.
I regret that despite my repeated urgings and those of many regional and world leaders together, an already dangerous conflict has now escalated even further. I urge Israel to do far more to stop civilian casualties.
The House of Lords will debate later whether to allow assisted dying. Assisting a suicide is currently illegal and carries a penalty of up to 14 years in prison. Those opposed to the bill argue it could put pressure on vulnerable people to take their own lives. The Met are appealing for witnesses after a woman was raped in Charlton this week. The 21-year-old victim was on her way home from a night out in the early hours of Tuesday morning when she was attacked, raped and robbed by 3 men on Bugby's Way. The Conservative Party has confirmed it will make it harder for unions to call strikes if it wins the next general election. Under the plans, 50% of union members will have to take part in a ballot for it to be legal. Here's our industry correspondent, John Moylan.
The Tories claim that the 50% threshold would have prevented 2/3 of the strikes held over the past 4 years. They also want to make picketing rules, like limiting the number of people on picket lines, legally binding. Unions will have to be more specific about their strike plans, and the mandate of strike ballots would be limited to 3 months. But the TUC says Britain's strike laws are already some of the toughest of any democracy, and it's warned that these changes will make legal strikes close to impossible.
Campaigners are calling for tougher penalties on drivers who kill cyclists. Almost 60 cyclists have been killed after colliding with vehicles on London streets in the last 4 years. But a BBC investigation has found that only 40% of them are jailed. In sport, former England captain Rio Ferdinand has signed for Queen's Park Rangers. The 35-year-old had been without a club since being released by Manchester United at the end of last season. Meanwhile, Arsenal have completed the signing of right-back Mathieu Debuchy from Newcastle. As for today's weather, London is heading for the hottest day of the year, with temperatures expected to reach 32 Celsius. The forecast is plenty of sunny spells, feeling very humid with scattered heavy showers during the late evening. Public Health England's advice today to keep curtains and windows shut during the hottest part of the day between 11 and 3. BBC London 94.9, it's 5 past 5.